The attraction of tax-free cigarettes has long drawn smokers to Indian reservations. Now, one tribe has decided to take its advantage one step further and manufacture its own brand of cigarettes. The economic diversification venture may be good for the tribe's bottom line, but it is getting a shocked reaction from anti-smoking groups. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more from Mason County, Washington.
It's a factory you would expect to find in the American South. Little boxes of cigarettes whiz down a production line on one side of a cavernous, spotless warehouse. They represent a dream come true for Squaxin Island Tribal Chairman David Lopeman.
And, of course, me being a smoker is when I brought it up. And we're about the ones that's already started smoking and had them. We don't want no new smokers. We're after the major brand.
Several hundred people, including tribal representatives from across the Pacific Northwest, turned out for a formal blessing ceremony, which was followed by a feast of elk stew and grilled salmon and dancing. This is the first cigarette factory on the West Coast and part of a plan to diversify the tribal economy. Tribal Enterprise CEO Bob Whitener knows Native Americans have the highest smoking rate of any ethnic group. He tells the crowd that his small 850-member band goes into the venture with eyes wide open.
We tell everybody, cigarettes are bad for you. So who better else than to make cigarettes than a government? Where we use the money for law enforcement, child care, health care, whatever we can figure out to pay for. With these funds, that's what we'll do. We won't be lining the pockets of a very few rich people.
Whitener says cigarette production creates about 20 manufacturing jobs to complement the service sector jobs at the tribe's existing hotel, casino, and trading post. The Puget Sound tribe buys pre-blended tobacco and has it shipped in from the U.S. Southeast. The small-scale factory can churn out up to 6,000 cartons per day. Visiting smokers Judy Hunter and Carrie Stuber lit up and give the new brand thumbs up.
Well, I've tried the lights and the full flavor, Kings, and they're real smooth. They're real good.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They'll switch for just the price alone, but then they'll keep continuing because it is a good cigarette.
Manufacturing on a reservation brings major tax advantages. The Squaxin tribe can ignore the state's hefty cigarette tax if they want to. The tribal brand, called Complete, currently sells for about $16 a carton. That's about half the price of a similar package sold off-reservation.
It's just frightening. It's frightening.
Paul Payton, spokesperson for the American Lung Association of Washington, worries the very low price will encourage more smoking.
We're concerned that all the great work that is being done around the state could possibly be undone by offering and selling cheaper tobacco products.
The tribe responds that its marketing is designed to capture market share among existing smokers, not to attract new ones. A handful of other reservations have small cigarette factories. All choose to abide by the terms of the National Tobacco Industry Master Settlement. That settlement includes a provision demanding that new cigarette makers make a deposit for every sale into an escrow fund to cover potential health treatment claims related to their product. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi near Shelton, Washington.